What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of the Basic Social Politics Podcast. I'm your host, the one and only Jada Black, and we're going to discuss a couple of things that have been going on in the media. You know, it's going to be basically a multiple topic podcast, not just going to be one in particular. But shout out to everybody that's tuning in. Make sure that you follow me on social media. The link should be in the description. I have different social medias, but I really would like for everyone to follow me on Twitter at unofficialj. The link should be somewhere if you can find it. Okay. Also follow, you can like my Facebook page. Also, you can follow me on Instagram, same name, unofficialj. Also, you can donate. I really would appreciate if y'all donate to these. These are not topics that I'll put on YouTube. Sorry. I know I speak on a lot of heavy topics here and there, but there's just a lot going on. And I want to be able to say what I want to say without having to tone down anything. You know, speaking on the coronavirus. Speaking on, what's going on with the NBA, also Weinstein, those are topics that I want to utilize on my podcast, outside of YouTube. So I want y'all to be able to support what I'm doing. So hopefully y'all donate through Cash App, PayPal. You can donate monthly on Patreon. I would appreciate it. Yeah, man, for those of you who may be new to my content, I speak on a lot of red pill content. When I first started, I made videos about men going your own way. Now it's more about utilizing my red pill philosophy to speak on different topics that are going on in entertainment, sports, or even in the world itself. So I wanted to make sure I gave y'all that background, okay? Because we're really about to get into it, okay? Now, let me just say this about the coronavirus. I saw Trump's speech, okay? I don't know if he was nervous or he was reading. I think he was reading something. And it didn't come off at first as, Trump himself, because Trump has a certain way that, he's able to speak, so to speak. So, there are people who liked his speech and there are people who didn't. And usually, I think the people who didn't like the speech are the people who don't like him anyway. There are going to be a segment of people who aren't going to like Trump no matter what he does. You know, he's not going to be able to win those people over. And what's very interesting is that this coronavirus is happening right during election season, and you got sports like the NBA and others that are canceling events to sort of deal with this, which I really appreciate the proactiveness with everyone being proactive and trying to figure out what's going on, because something needs to be done. And hopefully this situation, there's no new cases. Like in China, and I believe in South Korea, there's no new cases, but there are people who are infected. Tom Hanks is infected, and we're going to get into that. But I honestly believe, that people should come together and not, separate themselves on party lines, because this affects everybody. This affects everybody. It's not just going to affect you whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. You got to be able to take care of yourself. People are going to have to practice better hygiene, especially if they're in the public a lot. Because you got a lot of people that don't like to be at home. They like to be out and about. When they're not working, they're gone all day, either to, friends' house or to hang out, public places, bars, So those people definitely need to practice better hygiene. People who take public transportation, probably the most. But if you have to take public transportation daily, you definitely need to work on keeping your hands washed, hand sanitizer, all those different things. You know, people can say whatever they want about Trump. He's giving them the advice they need, and him and others, about how to better take care of yourself and not get this virus, you know. But I think people are just going to have to get rid of certain habits, especially when they're out publicly. You know, be at home a little bit more. You know, some people don't like to be at home, but you're going to may have to be at home a little bit more, you know, if you don't want to catch this virus. But that's why I'm hoping that they're able to, not say they, but I'm hopeful that the number of new cases do not grow, especially in America, you know. But I do believe that there are going to be more people who are infected by this. Tom Hanks and his wife who are in Australia are affected by this. You know, Rudy Gobert, he's infected by it. As a matter of fact, this guy was touching on a bunch of, what, like microphones and things of that nature. And that made him look bad, okay? That made him look bad. So let's get to Tom Hanks and his wife, okay? Now, according to this Yahoo article I'm reading, it says Tom Hanks and his wife Rita Wilson both test positive for the COVID-19 coronavirus. The actor, 63, confirmed the results on his Instagram Wednesday. "Hello, folks. Rita and I are down here in Australia. We felt a bit tired, like we had colds and some body aches. Rita had some chills that came and went. Slight fevers, too. To play things right as is needed in the world right now, we are tested for the coronavirus and were found to be positive," Hanks wrote. "Well, now what to do next? Medical officials have protocols that must be followed. We, Hanks, will be tested, observed, and isolated for as long as public health and safety requires. Not much more to it than a one-day-at-a-time approach." No, he added, "We'll keep the world posted and updated. Take care of yourselves." And he posted this via Instagram. Tom Hanks is known as the Hollywood nice guy. Him and his wife have been together for a long time, you know. That's surreal that you have an A-lister who has the coronavirus, you know, because you would think it's for, you know, everyday people who, again, as I said, are out in the public. But you have people who are, you know, A-listers, Hollywood actors, who have a lot of money and resources, who you would think can keep from getting this. And it's not really the case, you know. And, you know, travel is being cut off for about 30 days. You know, the NBA spending for 2 weeks. I think that, again, the situation is going to get worse before it gets better. But you got a lot of people who are pushing, you know, end of the world narratives. How many end of the world scenarios have we had? You know, people should let a process play out before they rush to judgment, you know. Hanks is currently in Australia's Gold Coast for the pre-production of Baz Luhrmann's untitled Elvis Presley biopic, in which he plays the music icon's longtime manager, Colonel Tom Parker. That's how you said it. Filming for the movie has been halted. "We have been made aware that a company member from our Elvis feature film, which is currently in pre-production in the Gold Coast of Australia, has tested positive for the COVID-19 coronavirus," Warner Brothers said in a statement to People. "We are working closely with the appropriate Australian health agencies to identify and contact anyone who may have been in direct contact with the individual. The health and safety of our company members is always our top priority, and we are taking precautions to protect everyone who works on our productions around the world. The individual who tested positive for the COVID-19 is currently receiving treatment. Wilson, who's 63, performed at the Imperium Hotel South Bank in South Brisbane on Thursday, and the Usum Room at the Sydney Opera House on Saturday. She also recently appeared on Australia's Today Show. Worldwide, there are now 121,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus and 4,300 deaths. The first cases of the mysterious respiratory illness, what is now known as COVID-2019, a form of coronavirus, began in Wuhan, China, in late December. Since then, the virus has spread worldwide, leading the World Health Organization to declare a public health emergency, the first since the Zika epidemic in 2016. I remember the Zika epidemic. Everybody was like, you know? Listen, I take this very seriously. I do, you know, but we've seen these things come and go. SARS, Zika, Ebola. You know, Ebola is still going on, but Ebola's pretty much has been in one area. It hasn't really spread. This has spread because I think it may be different because it does go at your immune system the most. And when you're in areas, let's say, you know, Washington State, the weather may be rainy. The weather may be a bit more cold. And it would be easier to contract something there. It really attacked one of the nursing homes, so it is going at older individuals. Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson are older individuals, so it is going to affect them more because, again, they're older, not younger. You know, they're not a 20-something-year-old Hollywood couple. Okay, this is a couple who works. You know, she works, he works. You know, ain't no telling how many days off Tom Hanks gets. You know, he's a hardworking 60-something-year-old who travel. So I think that this is a situation where I hope everything is all right and they're getting the treatment, that we can get more information on it to where we can make the proper adjustments. Because again, people, this affects everybody, not just anybody who votes this or votes that. This affects everybody. This affects everybody. It really does. Okay. Now let me get to the current NBA season that is being delayed. According to the Bleacher Report, current NBA season is expected to resume even if the 2020-2021 starts on a delay. Okay. The 2019-2020 NBA season reportedly expected to continue play at some point, even if it caused the start of next season to be delayed. Bobby Marks of ESPN reported the financial cost of canceling the season is a major reason play is expected to continue. Yeah, there's hundreds of millions of dollars that's going to be lost if they don't. Probably more. Though the situation remains fluid amid the coronavirus epidemic, the NBA indefinitely suspended play Wednesday night after a Utah Jazz player tested positive for the virus. Shames of the Atlantic and Stadium reported the player who tested positive is center Rudy Gobert. The Jazz game against the Thunder was postponed Wednesday night after a test revealed the player, who was not at Oklahoma City's Chesapeake Energy Arena, tested positive. Players on both teams and some media members were quarantined for several hours at the arena. Any contingency plan for the competition of this season will likely be dependent on the spread of the coronavirus, which has been categorized as a pandemic by the World Health Organization As of Wednesday night, there have been more than 1,200 confirmed cases in the United States, including 38 deaths. It's stunning, but we are where we are, Mavericks owner Mark Cuban told reporters. We have to be smart in how we respond. This is people's lives at stake. This isn't about basketball. This isn't about the Mavericks. This isn't about when do we start, or how do we start. This is a pandemic, a global pandemic where people's lives are at stake. I'm a lot more worried about my kids and my mom, who is 82 years old, and talking to her and telling her to stay in the house than when we play our next game. Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press reported the NBA is planning to shut down for at least 2 weeks, though the situation is very fluid. ESPN's Brian Windhorst said teams have been instructed to look into arena availability through July. So it's going to be on delay. I could see that, because the way they're making it seem, there's like the season is done. The season is over. Come on, people. This is why you wait for the information. The season is going to be delayed. There's too much money involved. And what people are, I think that because you're not seeing new cases being, even though people are saying, well, China's lying. I don't think they're lying, because it affects them too financially. Okay. Financially, it affects them too. And their own citizens. They don't want full on, you know, revolts going on in different cities. I think at some point you're not going to see new cases, high number of new cases. I think this time from now to maybe the next week or so, this is the worst that it's going to be, because people are taking precautions. You know, Trump is shutting down travel back and forth to Europe. We see what's going on in Italy. People are looking at Italy and they think that that's what's going to occur here. I mean, it may. I'm not saying it won't. But people got to understand process. As long as you take care of yourself, as long as you are having the proper hygiene, as long as, you know, a lot of people in the public are aware of what's going on and they are protecting themselves, then we are getting ahead of this, which is what a lot of sports leagues are doing, especially the ones that are playing right now, especially the NBA. And I think the NBA knows that, and for what they're hearing, to say this is probably the worst that it's going to be. This is something that we feel like is short term, because the source of it is gaining control of the situation, which I would hope, you know. Because I'm an optimist, for those who don't know. But the information that they're, I believe they're leaning on the information that they're getting from, you know, the government or from health officials who are probably advising them. So that sounds about right, you know. So again, I'm an optimist, and hopefully things work out. Now let's get to Weinstein, okay? Harvey Weinstein was sentenced to 23 years in prison. I honestly didn't think he would get 23 years just because of who he was. But then when you think about it, he's been thrown to the wolves. He has become the sacrificial. He's been the sacrificial pig, so to speak. And I think because of that, I think that this is kind of unsurprising once you think about it, you know. And I don't know if he's going to survive 23 years. Now, I've seen some ignorant people who were getting upset because Cosby was brought up. They're trying to make it seem like both situations connect. They don't. Weinstein used his position of power to assault, allegedly, women who were trying to get on in Hollywood. Okay, and this was recently, as of the last 20 to 30 years. What went on with Cosby was mostly hearsay. There was one incident that occurred last 15 years, but even that is clouded in judgment. But Harvey Weinstein has been settling out of court with various women, okay? And this was, again, in the last 20 to 30 years. This is a guy who was a big time Hollywood, you know, producer who again was using his power to assault women or to get sex out of women. That's what he was doing. That and I think that people got to understand that. And you got some of these feminists who hate men, especially black men, and they're trying to make it seem like, you know, we can't bring up Cosby in a situation of injustice towards men. Oh, we're going to bring up Cosby because even his wife still stands by him. You know why? Because I think she believes that it's bullshit how he was railroaded. The thing with Weinstein is he wasn't railroaded. You know, I think he's where he exactly where he is because of what he did. Okay. He's exactly where he is because of what he did. Okay. And we have to take that into the consideration. Definitely take that into consideration. And I posted a tweet and I basically said, I didn't think that he would get 23 years. I knew he would get convicted. I knew he would get time, but I didn't know he would get 23 years. And I said, hashtag, oh well. Oh well. You know, this is a situation, a lot of his own making. I think he got comfortable in that industry swamp. And there's a lot of Harvey Weinstein still in the industry swamp that no one is even pointing a finger to. You know why? Because they still hold a level of power. And Harvey Weinstein was sacrificed in order to save others. And that's what it seems like to me, you know. But again, oh well. Shout out to everybody for tuning in. That's all I have to say on this particular podcast. Make sure y'all go and check out the other podcasts too, okay? And follow me on social media. Make sure you donate. If you like these, you can let me know by donating. And I really would appreciate it. Y'all take care.